Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about spring outdoor micro goals. It's probably not surprising that my head has been thinking about spring refreshes given two wonderful recent conversations, the first on doable decluttering with Deanna Yates and the other on simple home refresh tactics with Paige Lewin. I thought it would be fun and useful to share about this topic with my micro goals lens. I originally was going to share a general home micro goals mini edit, but as I started jotting down ideas, I found I had a lot of ideas, and I thought it would be more useful and less overwhelming to break these episodes up into different home zones. So let's see how this evolves, but at the moment, I can already see separate mini episodes playing out for the closet, living area, kitchen, basement, and garage. It's actually a little exciting. Please feel free to ping me with feedback as this is very much in progress, but I did hear from a lot of folks in my survey at the beginning of the year that they wanted more on home organization and decluttering and really appreciate the small wins approach. So here we are. Now, the recent episode on simple home refresh tactics with Paige Lewin was mostly focused on indoor changes, but the part of our conversation about outdoors where she advises cleaning things up as an essential first step really got my wheels turning. I know that doesn't sound like rocket science, but I think in general, as a culture, we are tuned to changing things in terms of purchases. So just getting the baseline in order was a really good reminder, and I definitely fall down on outdoor sprucing and cleaning since our house kind of lacks curb appeal. So I'll start with talking about some of my cleanup micro goals and then get to a few small additions. The very first one is easy and quick, and it will be to clean up the dead leaves and stems in the hosta bed lining the walkway up to our front door. This is not a long walkway. It takes a matter of seconds to walk it, and there is admittedly a lot of dead plant material from the fall, so it is definitely in need of cleaning. My second outdoor micro goal is to attempt to wash down the two columns at our front door. I'm hoping this is easy. I have no idea. I'm not really familiar with washing exterior paint, but if it works, I think it will make a huge difference because these columns are pretty grimy. The third micro goal is to wash down the indestructible but super dirty white fencing that is the entrance to our tiny backyard. I think this will actually be pretty easy given the material, but I feel like I need to just set a little micro goal of just this one tiny area. Assuming it works, the bigger job would be to wash all the fencing on the inside of the backyard. Like the porch, though, the good news is that my backyard is very small, and so if the grime comes off quickly, this should be pretty fast work. The bigger level up is getting quotes to potentially pressure wash the house, which we have not done in the 15 years we have lived here, so it is long overdue. And then finally, in the backyard beds, again, this is a small project. I don't have a lot of space back there, but we do need to get rid of dead leaves and just also throw out any random junk like broken plant pots or what have you. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT. So talking out loud about my outdoor cleanup efforts was actually very calming and comforting because it doesn't sound that hard. And so now I think I could just tackle that all in a weekend. And that's very exciting to me. So by the time this airs, I probably will have done all those things. Now let's talk about a few additions. These are all very modest. I'm not really interested in spending a lot of money, but I think a few small improvements could be made. The first one is to actually root around for some large planters. I'm pretty sure we have some kicking around in the garage or in a storage shed out back, and we don't have a lot of space on our front steps. So that sometimes feels like a bummer. We don't have like a porch where we can sit out and drink lemonade or what have you. But the fact that the area is small means that a few pots will make a big difference. And so once I find those pots, I'm going to get potting soil and a few flowering plants and just make things a little more colorful and cheerful on the front steps. The next step is mulch. We just have two corner beds in the backyard and then the front walkway that need mulch, so it only takes a few bags and makes a huge difference. A small addition to the backyard that I would like to try to implement this spring is string lights. I have always loved outdoor lights and have never figured out how to make them work in our space back there since we don't have a trellis or anything to hang it off. So I'm going to do a little looking around on Pinterest to see about some solutions and confer with John and hopefully make that a little more cozy space. And then the last addition is pretty small and it is back in the front of the house and it is to replace the ratty doormat in front. This is kind of my lowest priority as I don't really notice the doormat walking in. Then again, this was a suggestion from Paige Lewin on the Simple Home Refresh episode. And she feels very strongly about doormats and has pretty much been right about everything design-wise for me, so I probably should just do it. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us,